We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You mentioned that dirty SOB Ethan Strauss, who caused all of this trouble.
Okay, in fairness, he's not entirely dirty.
Exactly. Exactly. That's true. Ethan Sherwood Strauss joining us here. You read him in The Athletic. Evidently, Kevin Durant reads you in The Athletic. Ethan, thanks for joining us here on 95.7 The Game. How much fun are you having reliving the scenario that went down at Roracle after the game last night?
Yeah, it's a little surreal. It's a little hectic. I wish I had more of my voice. I wish I wasn't sick. I wish I didn't sound like Tara Reid. Is that a modern reference anymore? I don't know.
Wow, that's a good one, though. That's a good one, because she's hotter now than she was when she was on TV.
Marcus Thompson was joking with me, saying that Katie scared the voice out of me. But yeah, it's kind of a wild ride. It's funny when something like that happens. There's so much feedback so quickly that you don't even know what to make sense of it. I just immediately went in the locker room afterwards and just talked to different players, because they found it hilarious. I mean, everybody pretty much other than Kevin Durant in the building I ran into found it hilarious. It reminds me of an Aaron Sorkin line that bad publicity is like seasickness. You feel like you're going to die, and everybody else just finds it kind of funny.
That's a pretty funny way to put it. The thing about KD saying, I just want to play ball, I want to go to the gym and go home, that's all, is that a problem? Question mark. Does he not understand that in fact is a problem, that this whole NBA machine has now been fueled by players' popularity, not only for what they do over the course of 48 minutes, but what they're doing in their lives, both socially and professionally?
Yeah, and, you know, look, I'm not a stickler. I don't completely care too much if he skips the media availability or not, even if it is contractually obligated. I can understand the sentiment, certainly, but I don't think anybody's really preventing him. I mean, it's very surreal on many levels. I think people who don't completely know how this stuff goes down might get the wrong idea. He is not getting grilled every day in that chair at Warriors practice about free agency. That is not happening. I think I think you guys can attest to that question might come up every few months. It might come up when they play the Knicks and the New York media is in town, but it's not something that is regularly coming up. What made it a topic was him disappearing concurrent with the Knicks clearing all this cap space up. I mean, that's what made it a curiosity. That's why people started asking questions. Frankly, that's why I started asking questions of the team and trying to figure out what's going on. Otherwise, we would have just proceeded writing about DeMarcus Cousins and how the team looked great. So it is a kind of a silly situation that I do think is mostly of his own making, even if I will agree that I am, you know, a deplorable, terrible bad guy.
Yeah, I know. You are
a dirty SOB, I believe is the phrase.
I've heard you called that before.
A succubus jackal. Another phrase that we can use with you, Ethan Strauss of The Athletic. For people who don't know, you were mentioned by KD in his comments to the media. Can you explain what piece you wrote that he was referencing, so we get clarity on what it is that your point was in the piece in The Athletic?
Well, I think that's what's funny. He didn't object to anything in particular. He just might have objected to my existence and its existence. So it's hard for me to really parse the elements that he didn't like, but it was just about how much of the league expects Kevin Durant to sign with the Knicks. And nobody I'm talking to on the Warriors, at the very least, is projecting confidence on bringing him back. Well, that's not happening. I'm not getting. Oh yeah, like we've got a good shot at this, which is kind of crazy because teams often project that even when it's not true. Even when they can get completely surprised. The Heat were incredibly confident about bringing back LeBron in 2014 and got gobsmacked. So the dividends projection, I think, is relevant. So I mentioned that, and I mentioned some other elements that I think this whole run of it for him, despite the championships, despite the two finals MVPs, he probably doesn't get as much credit as he deserves as a basketball player. People don't give it to him. They say you joined a super team if they're not in the Bay Area, and they withhold it. And he might have viewed it that he was going to be put ahead of LeBron when he beats LeBron in the finals and outplays LeBron, but it just hasn't gone down like that. So it was an article on those various elements, and it's hard to tease out which one in particular he didn't like, but it might have been all of them.
this sounds, though, like the recurring theme that, you know, that basically this is the same story it was last year and the story it was the year before that. The honeymoon lasted for about 20 minutes. And since then, he's been a lightning rod, not only for the joys of free agency, but for the evils of free agency. And that this is basically how he fears he's going to be remembered throughout the rest of his career and after it. Not that he took the easy way out, but that he explains all the good and bad of NBA free agency with one handy name. Would you concur, or am I off base?
I mean, that's pretty poetic. I don't know if I could disagree with it. I think with him, he has attained such success and such glory, coming from some fairly rough circumstances, by being great at basketball. And I think sometimes he might view it as, why can't I solve this with basketball, or why can't that be the only thing? Why is my reputation so out of my control? How come this dorky dude in the crowd gets any say in it, and I have no influence on that? So I think that is an element where you've accomplished so much, you've done things nobody thought you could ever do, just with basketball, and you start to perhaps, I'm just speculating in this instance, perhaps you believe that there's no limit on doing that. When you bump up against those limits, it's got to be frustrating. I mean, it's got to be frustrating to, he said in 2013 he was tired of being second place to LeBron. That was 2013. And it's still like that. The consensus isn't that he has leapfrogged him. It's got to be maddening to get so close to the top and yet not at the top from an individual standpoint.
In your opinion, has the Warriors caused a lot of these teams to blink and try to get better? And if so, who are the teams that you think that really gotten better? Is it Toronto with their trade? Is it what the 76ers done? And have the Warriors put that type of pressure on the NBA that even LeBron himself wants Anthony Davis?
Well, that's a great question. I think it's a combination of the Warriors and also the free agency movement era that was precipitated by LeBron leaving twice when people didn't think he would leave. But, you know, there's another dynamic going on. I don't know if I can focus on one team in particular and say that's Warriors' influence, other than the Rockets, who seem very Warriors' influence in a lot of their movements and roster additions. But what's interesting to me, if we get back to the KD ennui, it's how widespread this is. To get back to Ratto's point about the evils of free agency, where you've got all these guys in one-year contracts, and suddenly you've got all these unhappy superstars. Maybe they were always unhappy, but now they seem to have one foot out the door, right? We have KD, we have Kyrie in Boston, not very happy, even though that looks like a great situation that he really forced his way out of Cleveland to get to. We have Toronto. We don't know if Kawhi is going to stay there. We have the Sixers. We don't know if Jimmy Butler is going to stay there. It seems like a majority of the superstars in this league, not to mention Anthony Davis, have one foot out the door, if not 2 feet, of their situations. I mean, it's interesting from a media perspective. I just don't know if it's necessarily great for the league because, look, these guys are mercenaries. They don't necessarily love the cities that they play in. They're out for themselves often. But we need the fans to believe in the lie just a little bit, right? Just a little bit. And it's getting harder for the NBA to sell that lie.
Ethan Strauss, The Athletic, he does some great work there, and he's part of the story in that Kevin Durant mentioned him in his conversations after the ball game the other day. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, by the way. Joe Lowe and Dibs, the name of the program. I want to ask you this, Ethan, and it has to do with the rest of the guys. So because Kevin Durant's now the guy with the spotlight on him. He's the guy everyone's talking about. But earlier this year, there was the verbal scrum between KD and Draymond Green. And what we have heard as part of that behind-the-scenes discussion was Draymond Green calling out KD, saying, you're not putting any of this talk to sleep. You're the one that's keeping it going. Do the rest of the team, are they beyond this? Do they still think about this? Do they roll their eyes when the topic comes up as you're following these guys and talking to them?
I think when you go to four finals, you get quite good at compartmentalizing and dealing with a lot of ups and downs. And so it's really hard for me to say how much any of this is going to influence who wins a game on the hardwood. But, yeah, I think there's concern about how tuned in he is if he's already perhaps made his decision elsewhere. And I think ultimately Draymond was right. And it was hard to really say that at the time because he was the one who was perhaps more obviously in the wrong. But looking back at it, yeah, there was an element of by not handling this. And I disagree with Ratto on the handling this. LeBron does this every year. He's in a contract year. He just says, I'm focused on this team. I'm not focused on other teams. That's all you really have to do. You know, you don't have to hide when another team across the country opens up cap space. So I think there is this open question of, does he want this because he's choosing these specific lanes that can only lead to more of what he proclaims not to want?
All right. The evil, evil SOB Ethan Strauss.
You want me to play him out, right, Jim?
Yeah, do it right. Exactly. That's the echo of boos when we hear about it. Ethan, thanks for giving us some time. We appreciate it. We enjoy your work in The Athletic. What's coming up next? What's your next piece going to be about? What do you have?
I'm going to give my thoughts on what happened, and that should be this morning. I'm going to also, I'll give you a little sneak peek, announce that I'm writing a book on the Warriors dynasty. I figure this is a good time to promote it, yeah.
So. Great. That's nothing wrong with that. Why not?
Yeah, nothing like promoting something that does not yet exist.
You know, yeah. And you can do that, and I'm sure KD will give you some great behind the scenes.
I think KD, actually, this is just in, Jim. He's going to write the foreword to that book.
Yeah, good call.
Ethan.
Way to go, Ethan. Congrats on that. We're going to look forward to your latest stuff in The Athletic. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.